Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
When you lose a winning streak, well, you embark upon a new one, and that's what Chris Lemonis and the Baseball Hoosiers plan on doing this week, starting on the road tomorrow in Cincinnati against Xavier, and then the big showdown series with league leader Michigan State this weekend. Iowa got into the Hoosier bullpen unexpectedly Sunday and came away with a 10-inning, one-run win to avert being swept. That said, the Hoosiers still won the series and stand 6-3 in a tie for fourth, but just a game from the top that is currently being led by the Spartans at 7-2. Michigan and Minnesota are both 6-2. Penn State joins Indiana in fourth percentage-wise, although the Nittany Lions have two more wins, but yet two, they have one more loss than Indiana. For a second time this year, left-hander Kyle Hart, the Big Ten Pitcher of the Week, fourth such honor in his career. The Hoosier ace allowed just five base runners in his complete game last Friday night at the BART, 7-1 against the Hawks. That run, by the way, was unearned. You know, his velocity is steadily climbing this spring, control right there. And as he was telling me, the little nuances that he's learned from pitching coach Kyle Bunn is really paying dividends.
It's really easy to talk to him and you know, being my fifth year in college baseball, I think we're on the same page pretty much all the time. And going from start to start, we do a good job of picking, you know, one or two things that we can improve upon each week. And I can lean on him for stuff, and he knows he can lean on me too. So I think we've done a good job along with the catchers. Now, you know, we've just tried to make what I have better, and there's always room for improvement. You know, I mean, until I'm throwing 100 wherever I want, I don't think I'll ever stop trying to improve and trying to make what I have a lot better.
Well, that is Kyle Hart, 7-2, 2.56 ERA, and now two complete games. Big Ten Pitcher of the Week for a second time this season. Colorado and the Reds tonight. Pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Didn't spend much time Monday on the spring game. If you had to pick a winner, well, the winner was the Crimson over the Cream in that modified game played out at the stadium on Friday night. The Crimson getting a defensive score thanks to a strip by linebacker Marcus Oliver, had a couple of other takeaways within Tom Allen's framework defensively. Fifth-year senior All-American guard Dan Feeney was one of several frontliners held out of the game due to injuries. In Dan's case, an ankle, nothing serious. So we decided to get Dan's take on Monday on what he saw Friday and the entire spring, the offense, impressions of the D and in between.
Had a lot of young guys take a lot of reps, get a lot more experience into the game and how we do stuff. So I think that it was a really big development for the young guys, you know, Simon Stepniak, Brandon Knight, Devondre Love, cats like that in the whole line world, and then Luke Timian, receivers and stuff like that. So I think that as a unit, we definitely developed, and it was definitely good to see the defense with Coach Allen definitely come together. They're definitely flying around, and it's great to see from them. So all in all, I think it was a very good spring, and as a team, I think we all developed and stepped up. We're just inching towards it, and I think this year we can definitely explode and get a lot more than six wins, and that's what all these guys are hoping for. I think that a bunch of the young guys are going to help us step up and give us depth and a lot more competitive nature in our practices so that we can be a better team.
Well, as IU All-American guard Dan Feeney, you won't have to worry about Dan when September 1 rolls around. He'll be making his 38th career start against Florida International down in Miami. And going into 2016, familiar number 67 has allowed only one sack in the over 2,700 plus snaps now his career. I'm Joe Smith.